Let's bring it to junior high, to high school.
Well, I went to Prairie Valley through the third grade, then I went to Shawnee for the rest of my years through the 10th grade. The Shawnee Public School is where I first was introduced to art classes. I didn't know they had such things. In fifth grade, I remember the teacher's name. In fact, I remember the art class. And I remember Gainsborough paintings, you know, Blue Boy,
yeah,
Whistler's Mother, Mona Lisa, Drawbridge. 2 weeks ago, John and I were in the Louvre, and we saw the Mona Lisa. I've seen it for the third time. I have seen the originals of every one of those prints somewhere in the world. You know something?
Yeah.
Then, in junior high, I took art class with a friend. He became a friend of mine, still living. Then went to high school and took what was called trade art. And I took it in the afternoons, I think, like 3 hours. Then my parents decided to move back to Seminole, and I didn't want to go because I wanted to play basketball and I wanted to take art. So I got a one-room apartment when I was 15 in Shawnee and had everything I needed except the bathroom, which was at the far end of the hall, and one refrigerator in the middle of the hall. I did that for a semester. So off and on, since 15, I've been kind of on my own. Parents were always there if I needed them. Then I went back to Seminole, I think, for the last year and a half or something like that, in high school, and finished at this little school.
What year did you graduate?
59.
From Prairie Valley High School?
Right. Actually, I went an extra semester. And the reason was that when I was in junior high in Shawnee, I got mad at the English teacher. Now, I did real well in school, but I got mad, and I'm not going to school anymore, at least the English class, so I just quit. Well, I didn't know until I was getting ready to graduate, and the superintendent, he called me Enoch. He said, "Enoch, you don't have a grade in English. Can you explain it?" And I could have laughed. I said, "Well, yeah, and I guess I'm going to have to try to explain it to my dad now." I said, "I quit going to school." I said, she used a derogatory term with me, and I didn't like it, so I just quit. I'd heard so much when I was growing up about things like that, and it still sticks with me, and hopefully it's getting better. It's a lot better than it used to be. But I had to put up with a lot of that crap.
She called you a name.
She called me a name.
And referring to your Indianness,
right,
I suppose.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I just, I don't need this. So I quit. Now I was making good grades in there because I picked up pretty good.
And nobody came around to ask you why or what
happened or anything? No. They didn't know what could. I just stopped going to her class.
But you stayed in school.
I stayed in school.
You just didn't like her. You didn't like her.
But,
right.
But the following year, my 10th grade year, there was a teacher there. I give her a lot of credit for my success. As an artist. Her name was Virginia Brown. And she knew I read all my books. Forgive book reports. And if I was given oil reports, I'm from an oil family. I told stories. I could tell stories and I can make it funny, you know. But then if she asked me to write it, I'm still having trouble seeing. She said, "Enoch, I know you're reading your books. I want you to do me 3 drawings for every book you read." One of them was Eyes of March, which meant I had to go to the library and study the clothing, regalia's architecture. I even did some work on the topography. I went through 3 or 4 books getting all this together for my drawing. Well, that's the same system I use today when I do art.
That teacher would think out of the box.
Yeah.
She knew you couldn't write.
Right.
She knew you were an artist.
Right.
And gave you a way that you're using to this
right,
very day.
Right. She was a teacher.
Yeah. That's a teacher.
I was on one of those talk shows years later. I had my artwork on one of those morning programs where the news and they were showing the Indian art. And there I was with my paintings and so forth, and she saw it. I think she was in the state of Virginia at the time. But she managed to find me and call me and congratulate me.
Wow. That's great.